Okay, yeah. So this video, Merry Christmas. Today is the 26th. And I just want to say, first, I want to say Merry Christmas. I hope, if anything, you had peace and a roof. And if you didn't even have that, man, good job. You made it out of that and keep moving with life, okay? Because, I mean, okay, because I've been there, man. I spent a Christmas in a homeless shelter one year because I was going away and going to college. Like, so, I mean, I know how bad it can get on the holidays. So I'm not making a joke of you if you didn't have a roof, because I've been there. All right. I know how lonely and how all I know how bad. I don't know exactly how bad life can get in third world countries type of thing. I mean, and genuinely having lived through that. But I get how, you know, I get that, like, you know, you may not, for whatever reason, be able to get around family or friends and stuff like that. So I'm not trying to make fun of you if you fell into that boat, because I've been there and I know what it's like. So, I mean, so long story short, whatever, too long, didn't read version, man. Merry Christmas. I hope and you made it another day. I'll just end it with that. But so I want to go on this next topic about the 35 and ups, man. Like, this, I just find it funny. And like, for some reason, it's just on my mind a lot. So this is going to be the last part, because I hate talking about like the same core topics over and over again. But and the only reason I brought this, I want to talk about this, because I ended up going on YouTube and somebody responded to a comment I left like a month or two ago. There's this comedian named, what's her name? She's 35. Nikki Glaser. Nikki Glaser, I think. I don't know how you pronounce it. But I watched the whole interview, and see, women like Nikki Glaser, see, like, she is like, she's about, now this is a kind of different topic. Nikki Glaser is okay, because in previous videos I talk about Emma Watson, and then I talk about the Emma Watson's types, and I talk about the Nicole Scherzinger types, you know, the 40-year-olds in that boat. Now Nikki Glaser is a different, Nikki Glaser is a different type of woman, based off of what I've seen, hearing her talk in an interview, and I've dealt with women like this in real life. Nikki Glaser's tactic, okay, she's like, Nikki Glaser is like an Amy Schumer, right? She has officially aged into pretty much having no applicable use for her existence, right? So she, like all women do, they desire attention and validation. So like the Amy Schumers and the Nikki Glasers, what they try to now do is see, like, okay, all women have a sexual lineup, has a sexual roster when they're like 20. Okay, that is nothing special from Nikki Glaser to Heidi Klum when she was 20, to Halle Berry when she was 20, to the fat girl who's working at Speedway when she's 20. They all have a sexual male lineup waiting on them. Okay, none of them are doing anything. The only thing that might be special is how much money those guys are spending on them. But as far as getting sex, all of them are doing the same thing. Okay, they're not doing anything different from the other one. But see, now Nikki Glaser, see, her problem is she used to be, okay, because I've dealt with women like Nikki Glaser before in real life. Nikki Glaser's thing is this. She used to be, she's not like super hot, but she's a good looking girl. No guy's going to like tell her no for anything, pretty much, unless he's like mad at her for some other reason. But just with her standing up being herself, nobody ever told her no when she was 20. So she got away with, you know, just getting hammered drunk and just banging a bunch of dudes every night. You see, and like every woman in that age bracket, there's always going to be the handful of, you know, fools who's going to try to marry her because she slept with them, and she's got to find a way to get rid of them because she's just a whore. You know, that happens in all the demographics of women. But see, the problem where Nikki Glaser hit, see, and this kind of goes into a topic that I went over in a previous video when I talked about like a woman who could make this AirPod case. You see, when women get success in the world, what damages them is that success will always validate them into thinking they're worth more. You see, whether no matter how old and ugly they get, they always go, "Oh, well, I'm an attorney, so I deserve better." Or, "I have a master's degree, so I deserve better." You see, like, that is the downfall of what feminism kind of does to women, is Yeah, sure. It encourages them to be independent, blah, blah, blah. But see, it destroys the female psyche. It destroys her ability to truly seek out, you know, a partner. You know, because what feminism does, it converts them into wanting to buy everything. You see, and when you want to buy everything, you're going to do what? You're going to want to buy the best overall quality thing you want. And if you can't buy that thing, then you'll just hold off on it in this context. And this is what it's doing with women. And it's destroying them. Feminism is destroying women's ability to exist and be happy with their existence. So like with the Nicole Glazers, she's 35 and she's a comedian. And her whole, pretty much like Amy Schumer, her whole thing is getting attention. It's talking about how guys bust nuts on their face and they wake up and the nut's still there. You know, like, and don't get me wrong, some of the jokes can be funny and creative. But like when you look at them like on a realistic grown man level, you're like, ugh. Like, how bad is your life to where you have to stand on stage and talk about how you used to get nuts busted on your forehead? like seriously. And like I said, see, I've dealt with, and I'm going to tell you why. My opinion on the logic of how they end up like this, okay? See, these women are the population of women who think that, okay, I'm older now. I'm not worth as anywhere near as much as I was 10 years ago as far as, you know, sexual dating mark, as dating goes. I'm not worth anything near what I was worth. So instead of submitting and falling into it, I'm just going to hit the world head on with all the raunchiest things I could think of. See, because in her mind, she's thinking, well, if I could just be different, then guys will still kind of want me and a decent guy will want me. And no decent guy is ever going to stay around because she's just completely horrific, damaged goods. Simply because she is 35 and single and never married. You see, she is the red flag as her existence, you see, but she's trying, like I said, in a previous video, like how like men and women, like you'll catch them trying to do what they, you'll catch them try to adopt characteristics of what they want because they think that if they adopt that characteristic, then it'll be a like attracts like thing. And then, you know, it'll all work out. And it very rarely does in the reality. But see, this is what this liberal feminism is trying to push, that we're all equal. So we all like the same things. We all can do the same thing. And see, that equalness, it doesn't work. It doesn't naturally work. OK, you can try to reprogram people and they'll try to do it for a little while and like it and come up with all this logic. But the reality of it is they really don't want that. You see, and this is what's happening with girls like Nikki Glaser. She's trying to just dive in and talk about how she deep throats cocks and gets gang banged and how she wants to be gang banged. And see, she's doing that because she knows that guys like that. So she's going to try to just hit it straight on. But see, like I said before, the reality of it is, see, men know, okay, grown men who have self-esteem and self-respect and are aware of it, know that, okay, a woman's existence is pretty much obsolete after 35. If she's not married with kids or something like that, she has no true applicable use that she genuinely is required to be there for. Okay. And it more likely could be done better by a man than a woman at this point. See, like real, like grown ass men who are aware of this, are aware of this. So like when they see her, when we see her, all we can say is, oh, that's messed up. Now, like the weaker beta guys, the younger guys, the weaker beta guys, they're like, oh, look, marry me right now. Ding, marry me. Like you talk like that because they're not getting understanding how she became this. Because when she was 23, I guarantee she wasn't talking like that out in public. Now, some of them do. Some of them, but I get with her specifically, she wasn't doing that at 23. That didn't come until she realized, okay, look, I'm getting older. I'm starting to get picked over. All my friends are getting married with children. And now I got to do something to get attention. You know, like, and that's how you end up with it. Now, when I talk about 35 and up year old women, I want to make it clear, man, 35 and up year old women, or with any woman, like if she's a whore, hooker, prostitute, whatever. I'm not saying don't totally mess with them. Okay. What I will tell you this, getting into a relationship with that is an imminent loss. You are going to lose every time. This is why in the beginning, they are extra nice to you. You see, especially if she even kind of likes you and sees you as a possibility, she's going to pull out all the stops. She's going to text you first. She's going to call you first. She's going to cook you meals. She's going to give you sex how you want it and ask you, well, how do you want it? And like, she's going to do all that because her values drop. You see, and the reason why you're going to lose every time is, okay, one, her values drop. Two, she has no applicable use on the planet pretty much after 35. Especially if she has no children or no, you know, no man to like support when the, you know, and also the man supports her. If she's not in anything like that, her existence, she has no applicable existence to the world. Is the only reason she's even existing in the world is because she doesn't have the courage to kill herself, and two, people don't want to start problems and just throw her out of a room because she's, you know, useless to society. So that's the only reason why they kind of just linger around for the next 30, 40 years. Like, they really just linger. Like, nobody really wants them. Nobody really cares about them, you know, unless they're, you know, just get horny for a little bit. And then as soon as the horniness is gone, the woman's off there just lingering around. She just lingers, you know, looking for any spare attention. Like I think it was the South Park. There was where the bums, they was going, change? Got any change? They were like zombies. It's the same thing like with women over 35. They're just going, attention? Do you have any extra attention to spare? And that's just how they're just lingering like zombies for the next 40 years. Like, attention? Do you please have extra attention? I could use extra attention. Like, it is sad. It's sad. It really is. But what I'm saying is this, if you do hook up with a woman, like with what I'm talking about, hooker, hook whore, prostitute, older than 30, 35, single mother, if you do, man, like, realize the reality of what you're getting into. I don't care how well she dressed it up for you. I don't care if she's had a big house and she divorced the previous husband off of. She's going to dress it up, okay, because she has to because nobody of any value wants her. So she's going to have to dress her life up better than a 22-year-old will, because she has no, this is 35 and up, and whatever hooker, whore, single mother she had, her value has plummeted because of where she's ended up. So what I'm saying is, when you end up with a woman and she mentions any of these things, she's single at 30 and 35, never married, single mother, she has a past as a hooker, drug addict, and all this. Look, when you get into that, and she at least makes it known up front that she had a past with drugs, or, you know, or she's a single mother, or what have you, or, you know, she's never married at 30, she's 32 and all this. See, like, if you're aware of this and walking into it, always remember this. Like, don't fall in love with it, because she's going to do everything she can do to make you fall in love with her, because her value is just sunk through the basement. So she's gonna dress it up initially to make it look like, oh, just welcoming and all this. Just understand it, okay? And as soon as you get done having sex with her, leave. You don't take this woman out to movies. You don't take her out to eat. You don't hang out with this woman. The only time you hang out with her possibly is if you go to a bar, because she's getting ready to get drunk and she's getting ready to take you, go home, and you're gonna have intercourse with her. That's about the only way I would say to do it. You don't ride bikes with this woman. you don't watch TV with her. You don't talk about nothing. None of that. Okay? Because it's the reality of it. And the perfect example is this. That same woman that you get with who's in these positions, right? Be honest with yourself. Ask yourself this. When she was 22 and didn't have any of these issues, would she have talked to me? Be honest with yourself. Seriously, think about it. When she was 22... And let's say, and if she wasn't a single mother at 22, she was in her prime, you know, she wasn't on drugs, or she was succeeding in life. Okay, she was 22 and succeeding in life. Would she have talked to you? And be 1,000% honest with yourself. And that's how you're going to know if she's going to be halfway worth it. Most of them, no. Most of them will not. Most of them will not be worth it. But like they'll try to influence you to believe she probably, you know, see, like I said, women are experts at manipulation. You see, because they learn these, they pretty much get an expert lesson between the ages of 5 and 9 on manipulation from watching either other females and then getting information from their older sisters, older nieces, older aunts. You know, they're picking up on all. So they're pretty much master manipulators by the time they're 10. Okay. So like, see, and men, we really don't, unless we grew up with a sister and watched them do these things, we don't, like I said before, we don't really, we don't have the tools to put it together properly until we're 30, you see. So by then, a lot of us have been divorced, you know, spent countless money on women and all this stuff. So like, so we don't, like, our minds are on other things, simply. But yeah, man, the Nikki Slasher, Nicole Slasher, Dave Glacier, whatever her name is, that is sad. That is just, that is a sick, sick situation to be in. And you know, and see, in her situation, it's even worse because she's not a bad looking woman. But see, like, see, and this is where the female brain further further destroys itself when feminism gets anywhere near them. See, what makes it worse for her, and I hope I'm going to explain as well, what makes it worse for her is, okay, she's not a bad-looking girl. I'm from Cincinnati. I think she came from Cincinnati, Ohio, because I ended up looking into her. She came from Cincinnati, Ohio. She's not a bad-looking woman. And it sounds like she pretty much, like, traveled to L.A., New York, and all that at a young age. So, okay, Nikki can this girl can still win, but it will go completely against her hypergamous nature to win. Like most women, it will go completely against her hypergamous nature to come out respectable in the end. Okay. The reason why she's going to lose is this. Since she had been exposed to, let's just, for lack of a better word, since she's been exposed to a higher tier of man, she's running around with celebrities at parties, and you know, she's running around LA, New York, she's running around a higher standard of money. She's been exposed to this. You see, like in a woman's mind, she always wants to go up. You see, she always wants to go higher and higher and higher. Meanwhile, she does not become the winner. Because no woman wants to be a winner. She wants to get with a winner. That's not my quote, that's a Patrice O'Neal quote, and that's real. No woman wants to be the winner in the relationship. Every woman wants to get with a winner, you know. So she's going to lose because she's 35. Okay, she's older. She's simply aged out. And it sounds like from hearing her talk, she never could keep a man. She was always just the party slut who drank and, you know, hooked up with a bunch of guys. And then every night it was at least one new different guy. Very rarely hooked up with the same guy twice. Very rarely. You know, walking around blonde, skinny, tall, you know, tight body. She never had to. You know, she never had to acknowledge reality. Like I said in previous videos. See, these women, by the time they start to at least get a slight hint of reality, the world is just this evil, dark place that they can't figure out. Like she's no, you know, special case. What she all Nicole, Nikki, whatever her name is, the Glacier girl, all she would have to do to win is move to move back to Ohio, and she would be a goddess in Ohio. Okay, but like I said, women's hypergamy. That is the most disgusting thing for her to do. You see, another case that I have is, see, the reason I knew Stormy Daniels had like completely fallen off was because I'm from Ohio. The reason I knew Stormy Daniels when she was like that whole Donald Trump situation that popped off and she was like, you know, telling her story of how he paid her for sex. She was touring in Ohio and it was like Canton, Ohio. It wasn't like a big spot in Ohio at all at that. So that's how I knew, like, if that type of woman who looked the way she used to look is now running around in Ohio's and Missouri's and stuff like that, yeah, she's pretty bad off. See, there's little ways you can tell when women are pretty bad off. And I'm not going to say there's a one clear way, because I think it's just one of those things you have to just kind of, you have to learn through experience and watching women's nature. Then it's like, yeah, that's, you know, that's what it is. And in this scenario, that this is what that is. See, like Nicole Glaser or Nikki Glaser, see, she's not going back to Ohio yet because she's still skinny. She's her body's still a little tight. If she throws on, you know, 5 or 10 pounds of makeup, she can still almost look as good as she did when she was 20. So she ain't. The only reason she might go back to Ohio is to see family for Christmas or something like that. Like, she's probably there now. But in middle of April, no, she ain't in Ohio. You know, end of July, she ain't in Ohio. She ain't trying to go nowhere near Ohio. But the 35 and up group, that is just a sick, sad area to be in as a woman. It's an embarrassing, sad situation. Now, like with the female comedian that I'm focused on and women like that, see, like, she, like, it's sad. See, she's the one who trickled out. Because, see, like, because a lot of times, because I think she even went to college. She has a bachelor's degree. Like, it's a BS degree. Like, literally, like bull degree. Not bachelor of science. It's a bull degree. It's worthless. It sounds like, because I read her story. She probably, okay, her friends all woke up probably, and you know, at the last minute around 25, 26 and said, okay, like, I got to find a man because if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. So they all did it. And she was probably like that handful that still trickled out. You know, I can still do a little better, you know, I can still do a little that she's not going to admit it, but that's what she's saying. Cause you got to think when they go to college like that. Okay. So like I said, they're around men who are, you know, who, it's clear they're doing something, like, because they're there, they're doing something. There's no doubt in it. Like, see, women, like, in there and in the military, see, these are the women who usually end up on the carousel for the longest times because they're constantly around men who it's at least clear to see that they're about doing something with their life and, you know, without question, or at least trying to do it, or they're in the runnings to do it. So, like, see, these women, the Nikki Glaser types, see, she was a type of woman who, it's like, she may not want to admit it. She'll come up with every excuse why she's not admitting it, but this is the truth. See, once she got in the college, she goes, oh, well, that ceiling keeps going higher and higher. It just depends on what in what group I'm in. So she just kind of kept going and kept going and kept going. You see, where her friends, they was like, look, I'm tapping out. I'm finding the first man who's clean and has a good job, and I'm just gonna be his from now on. And I promise you, all her former friends are married. They don't talk to her anymore. I guarantee you. I promise you. I already know. And she's on that boat, like she's still trying to go up and up and up. But see, her sexual market value is constantly going down and down and down. You see, but she's still in that age bracket where she could put on 10 pounds of makeup and look, you know, probably if she does it right in the right lighting, she could look 5 to 7 to 8 years younger. But her brain is just messed up at this point because she's been through too much. She's been through too many. She's been on the carousel too long, you know. So she can't even feel anything anymore. This woman cannot feel. It's impossible for her to feel anything for one man. This is what I said in a previous video. These types of women cannot belong to one man. These types of women belong to men, and there's nothing you can do to fix it. There is nothing you can do. And that's where she's in now. And now she is in just a dilemma with herself because she realizes that she wants to be with a man, but she has absolutely no idea how to feel anything for one man, who, especially if he treats her halfway decent. She does, like, her brain, like, she's so stuck in being 19 years old and getting what she wants the second she wants it, that she has no idea how to treat one man consistently well, who reciprocates it back for any longer than 2 weeks. She has just destroyed, damaged goods, and there is nothing a man can do. And all a woman like that can do is, like I said before, she can do one of two things. One, she can end up like Nicole Scherzinger and die alone with expensive handbags and shoes. Or two, she can marry a man and resent him for the rest of her life that she has to be stuck with him. Those are the only two ways out.